Good morning, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A hay fire from yesterday has had RFS crews return to the site along Wybong Road as it is reignited at around 2:30 this morning. The fire, which yesterday saw crews called to the property, yesterday reignited. On arrival, crews found between 15 to 20 round bales of hay that had started to burn. They quickly got to work to pull the bales apart and extinguish the flames. Smoke from the reignition can be seen in the surrounding areas, along with the odour. The smoke could be visible for the rest of the day. Eligible seniors in the Upper Hunter electorate can now apply for the 2022 New South Wales Regional Seniors Travel Card, which will see them receive $250 to help with everyday travel costs. Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell said the popular initiative, which has seen more than 690,000 cards issued to regional seniors in New South Wales since the start of it in 2020, has been extended for another 2 years. We've already seen the difference this card is making across the Upper Hunter electorate, with more than 6,700 cards already issued to local residents in Dungog, Singleton, Muswellbrook and the Upper Hunter and Liverpool Plains local government areas. Eligible applicants will receive a $250 prepaid Visa card that can be used for fuel, taxis, pre-booked New South Wales TrainLink regional trains and coaches, as well as select community transport services. The Deputy Premier, Paul Toole, was also at the announcement of the cards and says it'll put money back into the pockets.
Really exciting with the Regional Seniors Travel Card. This is an initiative that the New South Wales government introduced 2 years ago, and this is allowing eligible seniors to be able to apply for a $250 preloaded Visa card. Now, this $250 can be used for fuel, can be used for taxis, or it can be used for pre-booked New South Wales trains and coach services. Now, a lot of people that have been getting this, it actually puts money back into their pockets. It also means that people are able to go and visit their family and friends, and they're also able to keep those medical appointments from time to time as well.
Singleton's Australia Day Young Achiever of the Year award went to Liam Byrne. He is described as a young man with a great sense of community, as a volunteer with Singleton Legacy and Dolly's Charity Shop, as well as a successful athlete. Liam works tirelessly to support his community. The announcement was live streamed as part of the official COVID safe ceremony at Singleton Civic Centre, where five new Australians were also welcomed in the citizenship ceremony, and the Honourable George Souris AM delivered the official Australia Day guest address. Mayor of Singleton, Sue Moore, said while it was disappointing COVID restrictions had limited the community festivities this year, it was great to see hundreds of people tuning in for the ceremony, with more than 750 viewers on Council's website and Facebook page. Local school leavers are being encouraged to explore their vocational education options at TAFE New South Wales, Muswellbrook, Scone and Singleton during information sessions underway through until the end of February. Member for Upper Hunter Dave Lazell says with students having received their HSC results, now is the perfect time for young people to attend a TAFE New South Wales information session and find out what is available as they enter the next chapter of their lives.
All the students finishing their HSC now, they're looking at what is the next step in their career, what is there going to be their vocation going forward, and I'm sure they have many different ideas about what that can be. Well, one option that is open to them is TAFE New South Wales, a great opportunity for learning. There's many, many courses, and I really encourage all students, have a look at the courses available, because there will be one there that interests you, and it's a great pathway into all different types of vocations.
To register for the information sessions, visit tafensw.edu.au/information. Turning to your sport, Hunter Rugby Life member and former president Brian Rutter was acknowledged for his contribution to rugby at the 2022 Australia Day Honours. Brian was awarded the OAM, the Medal of Order of Australia, for services to the community and rugby union. Rugby Australia Chief Executive Andy Marino said there are countless people in the rugby community, just like those who have received Australia Day honours. They have contributed a huge part of their lives to the game. On behalf of the entire Australian rugby community, he wanted to congratulate the six recipients and their families and offer the game's thanks for the special contributions that each had made to the great game of rugby. I'm Peter Hollinger, now right up to date with all your local news and sport.